A website whose roots date back to the beginning of time, SabbathTruth.com is the definitive resource for Bible light on the Lord's Day. Clear Bible answers for every question you've ever had about the Sabbath. 7 key topic headings guide you through the purpose of the Sabbath, which day is the Lord's Day, the Sabbath and prophecy, questions about the Sabbath, how to keep it holy, the Sabbath and history, and many Sabbath resources. Visit SabbathTruth.com today and share your newfound treasure with a friend.
Welcome back to Reflection Time. For our second half of our program today, we're going to be continuing with the theme of near-death experiences and also looking at can we communicate with their departed ones. Steve Wahlberg of White Horse Media is going to be joining us today as he's going to be looking more in detail about can we communicate with our departed ones and what the consequences are of this. But before we go into the presentation, we're going to play a short clip of the current. Anna Maria Tremonte had a discussion about near-death experience, and so here is a small clip again from that interview.
So once I was in the hospital, in intensive care, becoming conscious, and there was, I would call it an angel at the end of my bed, and it came closer. And I call it a man of cloth. And I think I was conscious, I don't know, because it wasn't the other side, okay? I hadn't gone there yet. But this man of cloth came in.
Hello and welcome to another White Horse Media production.
We chose this name, the Sword of the Spirit, because that's what this book says about itself. In Ephesians 6:17, the Bible says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This book clarifies issues of life and death, and it also clarifies very clearly the issue of whether we should try to talk to people that have died. That's our topic today, the spooky subject of communication with the dead. If someone that you know and love dies, can they talk to you from the other side? According to Jeff Ballinger, the author of a book called Our Haunted Lives, True Life Ghost Encounters, he says that ghosts cross every culture and continent, and belief in their existence is on the rise. Our topic today is rather spooky. We're going to be talking about, can you talk to someone that has died? Someone that has been laid to rest. Can they speak to you from beyond the veil? It's definitely a rather eerie subject, but it certainly is popular in Hollywood these days. Anybody that watches any primetime programming knows that it's just a big subject right now. Communication with those that have passed on. It's actually happening in the real world. There are many best-selling authors, New York Times bestsellers. They're also riding the talk show circuit. They're on the radio, they're on TV, and they are modern mediums. They're writing books, and they're extremely well-known. Names like George Anderson, Suzanne Northrup, John Edward, his famous TV series, Crossing Over with John Edwards. Then there's James Van Praagh, Alison Dubois, the real person behind the NBC series. And then there's also somebody named Sylvia Brown. She's extremely popular. And I've got a couple of books right here in the research that I've done, one by Alison Dubois and one by Sylvia Brown. Alison Dubois was only 6 years old when she was contacted by a spirit claiming to be the spirit of her great deceased grandfather. And I'll read to you what it says in the back of her book, Don't Kiss Them Goodbye. And the subtitle here, it says, this is the true story of the woman who inspired NBC television series Medium. On the back it says, her visions have helped solve crimes. Her instincts have helped find missing people. She can predict future events. She can read your mind. When she was 6 years old, Allison's deceased great-grandfather came to her with a message for her mother. And the message was, I'm okay. I'm still with you. Tell your mom that there's no more pain. Allison shared this comforting message with her mother, and this began a lifetime of creating connections between loved ones and those whom they have lost. This book just describes all about what she does, how she does really work for law enforcement. She's a real live medium. She has a section here about her. She says, this is about me. She says, I'm a medium. I'm a profiler. This means I can predict future events. I can get into a person's mind. I can detect health problems in people. I can communicate with the dead. Yes, I see dead people. She sees somebody out there, and she believes it is the ghosts or the spirits of those that have died. As I mentioned, another big name is Sylvia Brown. She's one of the biggest modern mediums out there. She's often a guest on the Montel Williams show, and she has a whole section here that describes how she first came into contact with spirits. Her book is called Visits from the Afterlife. She has many books. She's a New York Times bestselling author. The subtitle is The Truth About Haunting Spirits and Reunions with Lost Loved Ones. She says, many of you know my story, this is on page 43 of her book, of my first one-on-one, clear as a bell, no way around it, spirit encounter. I was 8 years old. I was alone in my bed one night when a glow of light cut through the darkness, and she saw a slightly vague form of a tall, slender, serene woman with long black hair who stepped before her from a panel of light. And she said, don't be afraid, I come from God. And this was the beginning of her experience talking to the dead. The list just goes on and on. I could tell you many stories of people that I know who have had encounters with ghosts, with spirits. And it's no secret that it's happening, not just in Hollywood, but in the real world. And what we want to do in this program is turn to the book, turn to the Bible, which is what many people are not doing, to discover what does God actually have to say about this this mysterious topic. Well, let's find out. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 to 11. Here's a very powerful section. The Bible says God was talking to the Israelites that when they come into the land which the Lord was giving to them, they should not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. And then various things are listed, such as the use of divination, astrology, being involved in those that claim to be enchanters or a witch. Verse 11 says, or a charmer or a consulter with familiar spirits, spirits that may look familiar or talk familiar or act familiar. And then it says, or a wizard or a necromancer. If you look at the original Hebrew word for necromancer, here's the definition, or one who calls up the dead. And the Bible is very clear that anyone that is a spiritist or a medium or is involved with familiar spirits or who tries to talk to the dead, it's not a pretty picture. Scripture goes on in the very next verse, and God says, for all who do these things, try to communicate with the dead, it says straightforward, all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God doth drive them out from before you. You shall be perfect before the Lord your God. But it's very clear in the Bible that God says that mediums and spiritists and those who try to make contact, whether it's through a seance or through a private reading or a public reading or on a TV show or on a radio program, those who try to make contact and communicate with someone that has died, God definitely, clearly, unequivocally, unquestionably, without any kind of hesitancy at all, says in Deuteronomy 18, verse 11, that these things should not be done, that we shouldn't do it, we shouldn't try to do it, we shouldn't be involved in this practice at all. And the Bible says it is actually an abomination to God. Now, why does God say this? Why does he tell us, don't do it? Is he hard on us? Does he not want us to receive comfort from the other side, to be encouraged in the time of loss? Is this the reason? Not at all. There is a good reason. There's a real reason. There's a powerful reason. God is concerned about demonic impersonators who may look like, talk like, and act like those who have died, but they're really tricksters in disguise. William Shakespeare once said, there's a classic quote, that the devil has power to assume a pleasing shape. Television producers and publishers have discovered that sorcery sells, and they're capitalizing on this, and they are producing a vast array of movies and shows and books that all make witchcraft seem to be fun for kids. Through sorcery, all nations were deceived.
In this five-part video series, Steve Wolberg shares how today's popular media promotes the occult and is leading young people into Wicca witchcraft. Order the Hour of the Witch DVD set for only $14.95. To order, call toll-free 1-800-78-BIBLE or order online at whitehorsemedia.com. Learn how you and your family can defend against the dark arts, and that the love and power of Jesus Christ is far greater than magic.
Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." Speaker Steve Wahlberg presents a 5-part audio series titled Lift Him Up. You will be blessed by these heartwarming, Christ-centered programs designed to lift up Jesus. Order the 5-part Lift Him Up series for only $9.95. To order, call 1-800-78-BIBLE. Order online at whitehorsemedia.com or write to White Horse Media, Post Office Box 8057, Fresno, California, 93747.
You're listening to Demons in Disguise from the Sword of the Spirit series with Steve Wahlberg. Now, back to our program.
We chose this name, the Sword of the Spirit, because that's what this book, the Bible, says about itself. In Ephesians 6:17, the Bible says, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." This book, the Bible, clarifies issues of life and death. And it also clarifies very clearly the issue of whether we should try to talk to people that have died. That's our topic today, the spooky subject of communication with the dead. We've been talking about Hollywood TV programs, how Hollywood seems to be obsessed. There are movies like White Noise and The Sixth Sense. And there are also modern mediums like Alison Dubois and Sylvia Brown, people that have written books that are on the best-selling lists of the New York Times. And they ride the talk show circuit, and they claim to be able to see and to talk to those that have passed on. And then we looked at what the Bible says, what the sword of the Spirit says in Deuteronomy 18, verse 11, where God clearly says, very plainly, that necromancy or any type of trying to call up the dead or communicate with the dead, that this is actually an abomination in His sight. God says, stay away from it. Now we're going to go a little bit deeper and see what else the Bible says as to some of the reasons why we should avoid this practice and not try to be comforted through this type of activity of trying to talk to a ghost or talk to a spirit. In the book of Job, chapter 7, verses 9 and 10, listen to what God says very clearly about this subject. "As the cloud is consumed and vanishes away, so he that goes down to the grave shall come up no more. He shall return no more to his house, neither shall his place know him any more." Now, this is a very straightforward passage. Job is talking about what happens when a person dies and what happens after he goes down to the grave, right there in verse 9. "He who goes down to the grave," he says, "shall come up no more. He shall return no more to his house." He's just not going to come back and visit his dead relatives. "Neither shall his place know him anymore." This reminds me of a woman that used to clean our house. Her name was Mary. This was many years ago. And she specifically, directly told me when I was a little boy that after her husband died, she was laying in her bedroom, in her bed, and she looked right outside through the screen door, and she saw the ghost of her dead husband. He walked right into the backyard, he walked right through the screen, right into her bedroom, and had quite a conversation with her. I have another friend of mine, his name is Paul, and he told me that when he was a teenager, that his girlfriend died. And before he knew what the Bible says about this, she reappeared to him one day and gave him a big hug and a big kiss. And after he read the Bible, it was quite eye-opening to him to read that the Word of God says in Job 7, verses 9 and 10, that those who go down to the grave don't come back, and they will not return to their house. And so if it's not the ghost or the spirit of a dead person that comes back, that walked through the screen door, that gave my friend Paul a big hug and a kiss, then who was it? I mean, that's the big question. Well, there's many Bible verses that tell us who these ghosts are, who these spirits are. One of the clearest is in the book of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The Bible says, "Now the Spirit," referring to the Holy Spirit, "speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith of God's book, and they shall give heed to seducing spirits." Some Bibles say deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils. There are deceiving spirits out there in the invisible world. The Bible tells us that there are good angels out there and there are evil angels out there. There's the Holy Spirit out there, but it doesn't say that in the invisible world are the spirits of dead people. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, Jesus specifically refers to the devil and his angels. And Satan and his angels are mentioned many times, especially in the book of Revelation. And there are actually prophecies about their activity and their involvement around the world in deceiving people, especially at the very end of time. Let's just take a look quickly at the book of Revelation, chapter 12, that describes the rebellion of Lucifer in heaven, his fall from his original pure state, and his being kicked out, and then his trip down here and what he's doing on the other side. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 says that the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So here it describes Satan and his angels in the invisible world down here around planet Earth, and they are deceiving people, and they've been doing it for a long time. Now, probably the most powerful section in Revelation about the spirits of demons and devils deceiving people is Revelation chapter 16. In Revelation 16, verse 16, the Bible says, "He gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon." The word Armageddon applies to the final battle. It's the final conflict between God and the devil, between the forces of good and the forces of evil. Now, the most significant thing in the light of our spooky topic of talking to dead people is verse 14. Verse 14 describes the buildup to the Battle of Armageddon. And verse 14 says, "For they are," and this is an identifying verse where God lifts the veil and tears the mask off of these demonic impersonators. The Bible says they are the spirits of devils working miracles. They do have supernatural power. They can do things. They can predict to some extent the future. They can look like and talk like and act like those that have died. They can know things that apparently nobody can know except for a deceased loved one, but they are miracle working deceivers. And it says they go forth to the kings of the earth and to the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. This verse has just impressed me so deeply that the prophecy predicts that as we near the Battle of Armageddon, there's going to be a demonic burst of spiritual forces of deception that are going to go out to the kings of the world and just the whole earth to gather people to the final battle called Armageddon. And the ultimate question is, whose side are we going to be on? Are we going to be on the side of demonic spirits, or are we going to be on the side of God Almighty? God gives us these warnings in the Bible about evil spirits, seducing spirits, Satan and his angels, because he wants to protect us. Satan is ruthless. He doesn't care one whit about you, but God does. When a person goes through the pain and the agony and the loss of laying a loved one to rest, Satan is not weeping. He's not sympathizing with us in our grief and in our pain and in our suffering. And he'll do everything he can to take advantage of human weakness and to show up if that's the way that he can deceive someone. And he can do it by looking like and talking like and acting like someone that has died. But we need to know what this book says and not seek comfort from demons, but comfort from God. I remember I used to be a pastor in North Dakota. And there was a boy that had died in the community, and apparently his ghost was appearing to other members of the family, and they were being comforted because they thought it was really him. Well, one day this ghost of this little boy appeared to his grandmother, and his grandmother, this woman, knew her Bible. She knew what God says in 1 Timothy 4:1, Deuteronomy 18, and Job 7. Matthew 25, 41, and especially in the book of Revelation. This woman knew her Bible. And when that ghost of that boy appeared to her, she shot up a silent prayer, and then she looked at that ghost right in the face, and she said, "In the name of Jesus Christ," she said, "get out of here. In the name of Jesus Christ, get out of here." And the face of the little boy, it originally was his face, but then it changed and it became very hideous and evil, and then he was gone. He was gone. Because that wasn't that little boy. It was the ghost of a demon. And that woman knew what the Bible said, and she confronted the spirit, and she said, "Get out of here." And the spirit left in the name of Jesus Christ.
Speaker Steve Wahlberg shares 11 powerful messages dealing with Israel, Armageddon, spiritualism, and his personal conversion story. You can order over 10 hours of inspirational messages by Steve Wahlberg for only $34.95 plus shipping and handling. To order these Last Days audio series, call 1-800-78-BIBLE. Order online at whitehorsemedia.com or write to White Horse Media, P.O. Box 8057, Fresno, California, 93747. Speaker Steve Wahlberg shares 5 practical, heart-purifying messages in the audio series, Many Shall Be Purified. The Bible says, without holiness, no one shall see God. Are you preparing to stand before God in the judgment? To order this 5-part audio series, Many Shall Be Purified, for only $9.95, call 1-800-78-BIBLE. Order online at whitehorsemedia.com or write to White Horse Media, Post Office Box 8057, Fresno, California, 93747.
You're listening to Demons in Disguise from the Sword of the Spirit series with Steve Wahlberg. Now, back to our program.
And so God tells us, don't try to talk to the dead because you'll end up talking to a spirit, which is actually a demon in disguise. Wow, that's a lot. So what hope do we have? If we lay someone that we care about, a wife, a husband, a son, a daughter, grandparent, if we lay them in the grave, what hope do we have of communication with them at some point in the future? Well, the Bible is very clear on that, and the answer is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. And this is what God says should be our hope as we think about those that we've lost. Verse 14 talks about how Jesus died and how he rose again. Jesus Christ himself, he died. He entered death's domain. He closed his eyes. He breathed his last breath. He was placed in the tomb. He knows all about it. He died, but the good news is he rose again. He came back from the dead on Sunday morning on the first day of the week. And then in verse 15, Paul continues and talks about the word of the Lord and what God's word is to us. Verse 16 says that the Lord himself, referring to the same Jesus who died, who rose, who went up to heaven, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump or trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ, those who have died believing in Jesus, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Just like Jesus rose from the dead, the Bible is very clear that those who believe in him will also rise when he comes down from the sky. And then verse 17 continues on and gives us the hope. Verse 17 says, then we who are alive and remain, and I hope to be among the living on that day, we who are alive and remain shall be caught up, and the next word there is together. Together with those that have been resurrected, together we're being caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. God has given us these words to comfort us, that Jesus died, he rose, he went to heaven, he's going to come back and raise the dead, and that's when we're going to be reunited with our dead loved ones. A number of years ago, I was very close to a man named Joe Cruz. He actually trained me in the ministry. I went to Russia with him. I was so blessed by being closely connected to this man of God. And sadly, unexpectedly, when we came back from Russia, within a month, he had a blood clot at the age of 70. And there was a little bit of a mix-up at the hospital, and Joe died. And I was at the funeral. I was one of the pallbearers. And I still remember a man named Bill May, who now has also died. And Bill gave the main funeral address. And there was an open casket. The church was packed. There were people there from around the world, people from India and Africa and different places who knew Joe. And as Bill May opened his Bible and read this very verse in 1 Thessalonians, Joe's casket was open, his body was right there, and then somebody came over and closed the casket during Bill's final address. And I was sitting right there on the front row watching this whole scene. And as the casket closed, Bill looked at Joe's body for the last time. And this is what he said. The words still ring in my ears. He said, good night, Joe. See ya in the morning. There was hardly a dry eye in that church. And friend, that's exactly what the Bible says, that there is a morning coming. There is a resurrection day coming. There's a glorious return of Jesus coming. Verse 16 says, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse 18 says, wherefore comfort one another with these words. These are the words God has given to comfort us. He doesn't want us to go to mediums and spiritists and try to make contact through seances with ghosts on the other side. He wants us to follow his book, to look forward to the return of Jesus, to the resurrection of the dead, and to being reunited with our loved ones on that great day. Let's follow the Bible. Let's follow God's word. And if we don't, we are in danger of being deceived by demons in disguise. May God help us, and may Jesus come soon.
You've been listening to Demons in Disguise with speaker and director of White Horse Media, Steve Wahlberg. White Horse Media is a nonprofit, listener-supported ministry. We hope you're enjoying this series. Join us next time as Steve begins a new message titled The Israel Land Myth. For now, we say farewell. Until next time, God bless.
And this brings to an end our program for today. We hope you've enjoyed the presentation. If you have any comments or questions, you can reach us at radioreflection@yahoo.ca. That's radioreflection@yahoo.ca. Remember this week to take time to reflect on God's Word, and whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.